Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Morning, Fargo, Tioga, Bismarck. Good morning. It is 34 beautiful degrees here in sunny Southside Fargo. Feels like 1 degree. I mean, and that's pretty cool because we're kind of accustomed to the below zero weather here. So I'm loving the 34 degrees. Tioga, you got a little freezing fog thing going on out there. It's 25 degrees, feels like 4 below out in Tioga, but still, I'll take this weather over, 11, 12 below any day. So there you go. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. The phone number to call in and join the conversation is, as always, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air into the conversation. And you can also leave your comment on the rant line. I've dubbed that the rant line. Called in there a couple of times before I got this radio gig myself. So just the same number, 855-200-1776, extension 1, though, and you just leave it on the rant line. And so, this morning, I want to open up the show by asking a question. Have you ever bought anything on Craigslist? I just want to get the feel of the folks in the Common Sense Club. Whether or not you've ever bought anything on Craigslist, do you trust it? Myself, I've sold, I want to say quite a bit of things on Craigslist, as a matter of fact, especially when it comes to, the IT market. I remember a year ago, me and a partner of mine bought like a warehouse full of IT equipment, and we sold a pretty good, the bulk of it, I'd say, was sold on eBay and Craigslist. So I'm no stranger to it. But the two times I've ever bought something off Craigslist, they were both shoddy. I bought a Dodge Durango. And about 2 weeks later, I was footing it because it died on me. That was a colossal waste of money. And I put in, there was something else I bought, and it was not a very good product and was not as advertised. And I'm saying that in the context of this elderly couple that answered a Craigslist ad. And so they go and they meet the guy, and they tragically, they end up dead. And from what I could ascertain, the offer was too good to be true. The guy wanted a car. He wanted a Corvette. The wife said, "No, you're not getting a Corvette. Nuts to that." And so they settled on a Mustang, and apparently the Craigslist ad had it up there for like a buck. And then, and a lot of folks on Craigslist, they do that. They put a buck up there to draw your attention, get the phones ringing. And then when you call them, it's not a buck, but it's a much lower price. But anyway, so they go out there and tragically they end up dead. And this is on Craigslist. So I wanted to know, first I want to, offer a warning. Be careful. Whenever you buy something on Craigslist, don't, if they want to meet you in a secluded place, don't do it. Always meet in a crowded place or preferably take someone with you, that sort of thing. Just be safe. But I just want to know, have you ever bought anything on Craigslist? Do you trust it? Would you trust an ad on Craigslist? I for one, even though I've had some success in selling on Craigslist, I don't think I'd ever buy anything Or like, if I wanted a roommate, you know, I don't think I would, I don't think I would advertise on Craigslist. So there you go. I want to know if it's common sense not to trust, you know, a Craigslist ad. Just that's a question that I want to throw out there to the common sense folks, because I know common sense will prevail. We got Rob Port at 8:30 today to talk about some of his blog postings. We're gonna talk a little bit about gun rights, dirty snow, DUI enforcement, and alcohol on military bases. So, if you have a question for Rob Port, that's at 8:30, 855-200-1776, extension 1. You can leave him a question, or extension 2, you can join the conversation when he's on. And so that's the way the show is going to set up. As always, we're going to speak to, in the very next segment, Ellen Bradner and Blanquita Cullum. If we can reach Ellen, I'm going to ask them a couple of questions. One on my mind this morning is, and you guys feel free to weigh in on this also. One that's on my mind is the whole ISIS negotiation. Now, we have Jordan, who's agreeing to a prisoner swap with ISIS in a deal that could free the pilot and the Japanese journalist. Now, we, as America, you know, as the entity, the superpower that is America, we have a policy that we don't negotiate. I mean, it could be said that now, especially with Bergdahl and that whole prisoner swap, that we kind of reneged on that a little bit. But I want to get your opinion on that. Is it time to rethink that? What do you do when you have, like, your position is X, Y, and Z, but your the folks, your friends in the world community, they don't take that same tack? I'm thinking in the context of this. We've had three Americans die at the hands of ISIS, but our friend in the Jordanian government, and you know, this the Japanese journalist also, Japan, I believe, and there's stories out there that are, you know, in talks with this whole Jordanian negotiation to concede, to get their pilot, I mean, their journalist back. So how do you feel about that? Should we rethink if one of our journalists are captured, or an American is captured, should we rethink the whole negotiation with terrorists or with anyone, hostage negotiations to come to terms? Should we rethink that? I don't know. I completely understand, you know, taking the hard line, because you don't want to become a money pit. And I do believe that if you concede, like, give $200 million to ISIS, there's absolutely nothing that's going to stop them from kidnapping someone else in order to get them. Those pirates that we heard so much about, the reason they were so emboldened, the reason they were such a nuisance, is because they knew that folks would rather pay than, you know, to have their folks killed or their cargo destroyed or anything like that. So folks would just pay them. And we know how that turned out. They got they were emboldened by that. So I understand, you know, not negotiating, taking that hard line, so the folks out there know you won't be able to get any money from the U.S. At best, you can expect us to look for you and maybe drone strike you. But other than that, you're not going to get any money out of us, and we're not going to, you know, release any hostages. And one of the things that kind of caught my eye in this Jordanian negotiation is the person that they're going to give up. She is a suicide bomber. I mean, it was a failed attempt, yes, but she was a suicide bomber. So this person actively attempted to take others' innocents' lives, and what's to say she's not going to do it again once she's released? So I don't know. Give me a little help with that one. 855-217-76 extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. Something else while we're on the subject of Middle East, Michelle Obama yesterday. You know, and I saw the news stories that Saudi Arabia blurred her face because she didn't wear a headscarf. How does that grab you? You know, you go over there, she's the first lady. If this was Laura Bush, would you be upset if they if she went over there, one, without having her head covered? Would you be upset with her for not, you know, adhering to the traditions and all of that stuff? Or would you be more upset that Saudi Arabia would blur her image? Ben in Fargo, what's on your mind this morning?
Ben. Craigslist.
Hey, Ben, can you hang on the line or call back after Blankita and Ellen?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
Thanks, Ben. We'll be right back with Blankita Cullum, Ellen Ratner, right after this break.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. If you need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is the Common Sense Club. I want to get a little common sense from my friend Blankita Cullum on a couple of issues here. First of which, and welcome to the Common Sense Club, Blankita.
Well, good morning, and listening to that with that intro of Eric Burdon and the Animals. Wow.
How nice is that? I got a top-notch DJ here. But have you ever, just a question first, have you ever bought anything or sold anything on Craigslist?
No, but I have had people, have friends that have bought things on Craigslist.
And the reason you have not, is it because, is it a trust, issue, or you just, it's just not your thing? What's going on there?
Well, you know, I do buy stuff. I just haven't done it. I mean, you know, okay. I just haven't had occasion to do it.
So, have you heard about the Georgia couple? The Georgia case anyway, with the two couple, well, the couple that was killed responding to the Craigslist ad?
Well, just give me a, I mean, I know they were killed, but I don't know all the details.
So, you have this couple. The guy is a car enthusiast. He wanted a Corvette. The wife said, no, you're not getting a Corvette. So they went on Craigslist. They found this really nice Mustang. And so they contacted the guy. They go down there, and there was this huge manhunt because they went missing, and they were found shot in the head. Now, Craigslist is no stranger to this type of thing. From just a quick web search, you can find at least 20 gruesome acts committed by folks that posted ads in Craigslist, you know. And my rule of thumb is I don't trust. I've had two negative experiences with Craigslist buying things. They're never as they're advertised and that sort of thing. But my advice to folks is, you know, if the offer is too good to be true, just leave it alone because you're either going to get scammed. And that's the most of these crimes that happen on Facebook. They're not murders, but when they happen, they are like gruesome, like this. This is an elderly couple, but most of the time they're not as advertised. So I'm just wondering if it's common sense not to buy or post anything on Craigslist, or just, you know, anything that you do, you need to do it carefully.
You have to be careful. And, you know, the thing of it is, where I lived in Old Town Alexandria was not too far from where you could post things, take things, and it was a company that would take your items and kind of do the work for you on sending and shipping stuff out that's to be sold.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're in a new day. This is the kind of thing, you say, you know, at least 20 cases. Well, how many things in comparison have been sold without problem? Maybe thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands. So, you know, I guess to the degree of you're saying if it looks too good to be true, it's too good to be true. You have to be smart on that stuff. That was a terrible situation to hear about, that elderly couple was killed. But some people have gotten very good buys on Craigslist. I mean, I've run into a lot of my friends that have bought computers, or they bought sound equipment, or they have purchased different things that have been actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Well, and I was saying earlier that I've had two negative experiences buying things, but my partner and I, we bought a warehouse full of IT equipment, and we sold the bulk of it on eBay, Amazon, and Craigslist. So, you know, on the selling side, it was great, but on the buying side, I bought a Durango, and 2 weeks later, you know, I was walking. You know, you just have to use
that
the time.
That's not the best place to buy, you know, a car. You know, you got to use, I guess, well, you've already experienced it.
Yeah. Okay. My second question to you is, and all of this, and I have to ask you, Blanquita, because I need a common sense perspective on this sort of thing. Have you heard of all of the hubbub around Michelle Obama in Saudi Arabia? And there were people were sending me links to the video where Saudi Arabia had her face blurred. You know, she didn't have a headscarf on. So,
right.
You know,
I've been to Saudi Arabia, as you know.
Okay. Did you wear
Ellen and I actually went to Saudi Arabia, and they just have a different way they treat women. And we determined that we were going to go to Saudi Arabia and we were going to check it out. I mean, I wanted to see it firsthand. Now, we knew that we didn't even leave the airport without having what they call an abaya, which is a long black robe that covers your arms and your clothing, and it goes, it's like just a regular robe pretty much, and then you put on a niqab, which is like a scarf that covers your hair. Well, I determined that it wasn't my place to go in there and get the eight people that I was with in trouble, and if I determined I wanted to be there, I would be at least respectful enough to follow their tradition. It wasn't our country, you know, it wasn't my place to make a point. Women do not drive. You can't go down in a hotel and sit in the area where everyone is. Like, you know, you have to go where women sit. I knew that full well going in. Now, Michelle Obama, I am surprised that they didn't show her face. She chose not to cover her hair, but then again, she's first lady. What are they going to do? You know,
right.
They're not going to pick her up and arrest her. And I saw that what she was wearing covered went all the way to her wrists and covered her ankles. I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, if you go into a place where you know they have strict rules, for example, you don't see the American military women going in and not covering their hair. They got to be careful. It can be a life and death international incident, and it's not our country.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. You know, President Obama, you remember they went to, I think it was Indonesia, and they were talking about gender equality and that whole thing. So, them going over there, I would have liked, well, it wasn't the platform to talk about that sort of thing, but just the fact that her face was blurred. I don't know.
I'm surprised
I found it a little,
about that.
What's that?
I'm surprised about that.
I was a little offended, you know, and I'm not a big fan of the Obamas. I mean, you know that, but I don't know. I was a little offended by that, you know.
Yeah. But you have to know that if you're going into, I mean, look, if you're going into a country, and that's what they do, and you're making a point to go, I don't know. I guess do you accept their rules? And I don't know. I mean, you wonder how did they treat someone like a Margaret Thatcher if she went in? How did they treat a woman of the stature of an Indira Gandhi if they went in there. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Mrs. Obama is the wife of the head of state, the wife of the President of the United States. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did they know that going in, and should Americans expect a different treatment? Probably not, if that's the way they treat
others,
and they chose to go.
Yeah, thanks, Blanquita, for that dose of common sense. Got to have it every morning. We'll be right back with Rob Port right after this break.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Zorn.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise. Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club, 855-200-1776. Extension 2, get you live on air into the conversation. My next guest is Rob Port from Say Anything Blog. And I want to talk to Rob Port about everything from dirty snow to gender pay gaps and a nice little email campaign that's going on with the Democrats. And I'm going to read a little bit of it right now. And this is from Democrats. It's like a campaign contribution, a fundraising basically email. And it says, last week, Representative Kylie Overson introduced a bill to close the gender gap pay in North Dakota before an all-male 15-person committee. Some of the men in the committee rejected the idea that a gender pay gap exists. They claim that the existing laws were pretty good. We can't stand for it. They are outraged, man. That's why we need your help, they say. Chip in today so we can help Representative Overson close the pay gap, and then they have, you know, various amounts that you can donate in any denomination from $5 and now to $100 right now, or whatever amount that you want to donate to. And so I want to lead off with that. So, Rob Port, welcome to the Common Sense Club. What do you think of that? What do you think of this this campaign? Basically, it's a fundraising email, and it's piggybacking on the whole gender gap, pay gap. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's outrage politics, right? I mean, it's more of the other side aren't just a group of people who we disagree with, but are generally, you know, have good intentions like us. It's we hate the other side; they're evil monsters. They hate women. Give us money and we'll slay the dragon, right? That's, you know, unfortunately become a big part of American politics of late. What I thought was sort of ironic about the email that went out was that Democrats are attacking this all-male committee. The committee actually had four Democrats on it. It's the Industry, Business, and Labor Committee. But, you know, basically it's, you know, I thought the gender wasn't supposed to matter, right? I mean, it seems like gender matters only when it matters to them. And yeah. I think it's unfortunate. I wonder how they would, you know, what they would say if somebody started complaining if there was an all-female legislative committee down in Bismarck and somebody complained.
Well, that's just chauvinistic, man. That would be sexist. You can't complain if it's a minority group or a all women's group. You can't complain then. Because if you do, it's sexist.
Right.
And something else I found very interesting, and I get all these stories from Say Anything blog. That's the Rob Porch domain, so you got to check it out. Tons of folks do. I mean, but one of the things that I found just odd was the fact that if you are not from Fargo or Grand Forks, then you're a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal. And I read that on one of your blog postings, and that was, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that was the gist of Representative Overson's quote there. She said, you know, the folks in the, in Fargo and in Grand Forks are pretty much, you know, new age, open way of thinking and, you know, that whole thing. But if you're not from Grand Forks or Fargo, then, you know, you guys are living it way back in the before the turn of the century type. And that's what I felt when I read that. And I was offended, you know?
Yeah. Well, for first of all, that quote actually came from Senator Carolyn Nelson, who's a Democrat from the eastern part of the state. And second of all, I mean, you wonder why Democrats struggled to get elected outside of the Red River Valley, if that's their thinking. I mean, certainly those places are, I guess, more politically left areas generally, not entirely, but probably, you know, just relatively speaking, the state of North Dakota, the right part of the state leans the most to the left. But it's, you know, it's just sort of unfortunate that you either agree with me or, you know, you're this backwards thinking Neanderthal. You know, it's just more of the same. You know, it can't just be you have a different philosophy than I do, but we're both trying to accomplish good things for the state. It's you're, you know, evil and stupid and backwards, and I'm not.
Yeah. And that's the, and when I was reading that posting, that is the exact feel that I got. That's how I felt. I'm like, wow, so if I don't think like this, then there's something wrong. Maybe there's some kind of re-education camp I should go to, because I obviously there's something wrong with the way I think. And I live in Fargo, so there you go. But couple of other things, and I wish we had a ton of time, because you have some brilliant postings on Say Anything blog. And
Thank you.
A lot of the questions and social media feedback that I get come largely from Say Anything blog. And I just got to say, you know, you're doing an awesome job over there. Another question that I had, and I asked Greg Gus about this yesterday, the whole dirty snow causing climate change and that sort of thing. What is your feel on that? Is that an actuality? Is there some truth in that, the whole dirty snow from the Bakken and that whole thing changing the weather patterns and all of that stuff? Is there any accuracy in that?
Well, you know, the issue is, I don't know if there's any accuracy in the larger scale. I can tell you that some of the claims that the researchers who were out in Western North Dakota recently made don't seem to be true. You know, for one thing, you know, they went out there and they said, oh, we saw dirty snow. And I think what a lot of people immediately think of is, oh, there's oil or gas or soot or whatever in the snow, and it's all because of oil and gas activity or whatever. And actually, most of it's dust, you know, most of it's dirt. And there's probably a good deal of that being kicked up by, you know, all the traffic on the roads out in western North Dakota. But, you know, that's really sort of a different mindset than, oh, it's because of flaring and there's soot all over the place or something like that.
Right.
That just doesn't seem to be the case. The other issue is that the researchers, you know, claim that North Dakota's growing season has been getting longer because this area has been warming up because their snow is dirty. And, you know, I mean, actually, if you go back, the growing season in the eastern part of the state, which is about as far from the oil patch as you could get and still be in North Dakota, the eastern part of the state has actually seen an increase in the growing season by a couple of days over the last century. So it's
right.
A little hard to believe that the last several years of oil industry activity in western North Dakota is impacting those growing days. But actually, the rest of the state, according to data from the National Weather Service, the Bismarck and Williston regions are actually places where the growing season is shortened. We've actually had cooler years in recent years than we have warming here. So it's really, you know, this idea that it's impacting, oh, it's having this impact and everything's warming up. I mean, they were claiming that these things are happening now, and yet the data available to us says, no, it's not happening now. And yet that's what they're claiming.
And you know what I was thinking, you know, as I read that blog posting, I was thinking, what would these people say to herds of probably close to millions of buffalo are running across North Dakota, kicking up all that dust, not to mention the methane released. By, I mean, what would they go out there and kill all the buffalo because, you know, they're causing global warming? That would definitely put some dirt in the air and cause dirty snow and that whole thing. What would their answer to that be, man?
That's something I always struggle with. Like we put human activity, we separate it as though we're not of the earth as well as every other animal on this planet. And
right.
It reminds me of an old quote from Robert Heinlein. He had this great quote. He said that for some reason, and I'm paraphrasing here, but for some reason environmentalists are just fine with a beaver's dam built for a beaver's purposes, but a human dam built for human purposes is this alien thing to our environment. So I think sometimes we get a little overblown on, you know, and that's obviously at the crux of this debate. I mean, you look at that vote we just had in the Senate. The crux of the debate is how much of an impact is human activity having on the environment. I mean, that's it. I mean, the climate does what it does, and we can measure that. But the question is always, to what extent are humans causing it, and to what extent can we control it by public policy? You know, that's the crux of the debate, and I think that's the debate some of the climate alarmists are losing.
Okay. Now, hot topic here. This is and whenever I bring up this topic on this show or any of the shows that I've heard locally, it's always a touchy subject. DUI checkpoints. Now, the Supreme Court, from what I have been able to read, they're giving the law enforcement a lot of leeway, man, and we don't get a lot of support. I mean, yeah, Sotomayor stands up for us, you know, and she does so pretty vehemently, as a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it. But when we're talking about, like, DUI checkpoints and DUI enforcement overall, do you think that we're getting a fair shake with our civil liberties and that sort of thing, especially when you're thinking about Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, even First Amendment rights? Do you think that the folks are getting a fair shake when it comes to DUI legislation and enforcement and that sort of thing?
Well, I think, unfortunately, we have begun to... We a lot of people, I think, are unconcerned about Fourth Amendment privacy rights and even due process rights when it comes to DUIs. You know, they seem to think, well, you know, if you're suspected of a DUI, we'll just throw the book at you and we'll trample your rights, and none of that really matters. But it does matter. You know, I mean, recently the North Dakota Supreme Court upheld a law that lawmakers passed in 2013, which made it a crime to refuse the chemical search for blood alcohol. So. I mean, and that is a search. And the reason why they ask your permission to do it is because without your permission, they have to get a warrant to do it. But previously, we had you know, put a penalty on that was a civil penalty. If you refused that test, you lost your driving privileges. But the legislature, they actually went and they made it, currently it's a crime, on par with a DUI. So imagine that situation in another circumstance. Imagine if you were suspected of stealing goods, and the police came to you and they said, you either have to, without a warrant, came to your home and said, you either have to let us search your home for these stolen goods, or we're going to charge you with the crime of having stolen those goods anyway. It kind of makes you think that your right to, you know, be protected from unreasonable search and seizure isn't really a right when you get punished for exercising it.
Right.
And, you know, issues like that have implications for other areas as well. You know, if you ask for your attorney, right, if you're in a situation,
hey Rob,
you're pulled over, yes.
Rob, that music means we're right up against the break. Can you give me a couple of minutes on the other side to wrap up?
Sure.
Thanks. That's Rob Port, Say Anything Blog. We'll be right back right after this.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NASA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NASA Consulting Services tells us about how NASA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
what we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and my guest today is Rob Port of Say Anything Blog. Anything you want to know about politics or just what's going on around North Dakota, go to Say Anything Blog. You get everything right there. And before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, are our rights receding, you know, as especially as it pertains to DUI checkpoints, DUI enforcement, whether or not our current legislation that says, you know, if you refuse, a DUI, I guess a breathalyzer or the field sobriety test, you can be charged criminally with a charge that is on par with, you know, an actual DUI. So what are your constitutional rights come into play there? And I guess I've had this conversation on air before. To me, it's more of a, you know, which one of your rights do you lose when you're out in public, you know? And that was one of my really big sticking points. And I don't remember, but I think we might have been on opposite sides of that that argument. But I'm going to let you wrap up with your take before we went on break. I think you were talking about the fact that the way the current legislation stands, you know, your refusal is basically on par with a DUI.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations for having Merle Haggard as bump music. I love that. I could have listened to that for a while. Basically, I guess I have a problem with criminalizing your rights. I mean, it's not just your Fourth Amendment rights. I mean, if you're in a situation where a police officer is pressuring you to consent to a search of your blood, you know, where they're literally going to take blood out of your body and search it, you know, you might want to have legal counsel. So if you exercise your Sixth Amendment right to legal counsel, are they going to classify that as a refusal and then charge you with a DUI anyway, where it says you get charged with a DUI for asking for an attorney? Or if you're a Jehovah's Witness, that religion has very strict guidelines about taking blood out of the body. What if you refuse be blood searched based on religious grounds? Are you going to get charged with a DUI because you're a Jehovah's Witness? You know, there are a number of, I mean,
good
and
point.
That's a First Amendment issue. So there are a number of issues, I think, here that are problematic. And it all gets down to the fact, I mean, I understand we want to be able to catch DUI offenders. I mean, I don't want to throw up roadblocks to stop people from being prosecuted who have legitimately broken the law. But that being said, you know, the Constitution exists for a reason, and I don't think we can just set it aside when it's inconvenient, which seems to be what people want to do in this situation. And I don't think that the state needs to go to this length to get DUI convictions. I mean, contrary to popular belief, they don't necessarily need a blood alcohol, taking blood alcohol from your body in order to get you for a DUI. They have all sorts of other evidence, the other field sobriety tests and things. That they can use against you. So, you know, I really don't feel like this state even really needs to do this. But, you know, and unfortunately, when we debate these issues, all we ever get from law enforcement folks are, you know, we've got to have these tools. These are important, you know, law enforcement tools. And sometimes that troubles me as well. You know, I hear law enforcement officers speak, and I understand they are laser focused on catching criminals. I wish that they were a little more laser focused on protecting our constitutional rights.
And I want to say, Rapport, you support law enforcement, right? I mean, your father worked in law enforcement, correct?
Yeah, I hate that too. If you question law enforcement, you question some of these powers.
Then you hate law
enforcement.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I get that a lot. How do you feel about Justice Sotomayor?
Well, I generally disagree with most of her views on the law. I feel like she has been right on some of these issues. You know, like a lot of jurisprudence, I probably both agree and disagree with her.
Yeah, and I'm not like a huge a fan, but one thing that she said here recently, I do agree with. She said we got to stop bending the Constitution to favor cops. She says, you know, we give too much leeway that the Constitution does not permit when we're talking about law enforcement. And I understand law enforcement is out there. They got a tough job to do. They're trying to do it, and that's their mindset. But I agree with you. We have to uphold our supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution, and we can't keep shredding it little by little, you know, in favor of some. I think the gains are minor.
I understand. Yeah, I agree with you. I understand they have a tough job to do.
Yeah,
and I understand that a lot of time abiding by the Constitution makes their job harder. Having to go and get a warrant. I mean, a lot of those things are tricky. They're difficult to do, and sometimes bad people can get away because of the strictures that the Constitution puts in place. But my response to that is tough. The rights exist for a reason. They're the law. If you don't like them, gather a majority and amend the Constitution. Otherwise, respect what the document says.
Are you talking about a constitutional, what some folks would call the a con, but I call a limited purpose, you know, constitutional convention?
Well, it doesn't even necessarily have to be that way. I mean, the Congress can enact the situation either. I'm just referring to the fact that we have a process by which we can amend the Constitution. If we want to change what the Constitution says, use that process. Don't just have court rulings changing it by fiat.
Yeah, men in black and women in black. You know, we got to get away from that mindset that the Supreme Court or the courts kind of give us our rights. That's not the way it goes. The Constitution it limits what government can do. But anyway, thank you, Rob Ford. Say Anything Blog. Stay tuned for what's on your mind.
Some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.